doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The show is all about organic gardening, farming, ranching, and all that, pest control. But we also talk about health issues, and we're going to do that for just a little bit here. So if you're holding there, just put the phone down, and I'm going to visit with Marty Whittakin for just a little bit here about some issues. And she's got a new little booklet that I think is really good. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Howard.
How in the world are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Okay, good. Fat-Free Folly, your new little booklet here. Did this just come out?
It did. I just couldn't stand it anymore, all the misinformation that's out there in the news. So this is all based on what the science says about how we've been misled that we should do everything fat-free and low-fat and that saturated fat is bad. So I put so many citations in it, people can get it and take it to their doctor if they're still.
Well, I think it was a great idea, and I agree with you. I think it is one of the biggest fallacies out there as far as information that people get about what their diet should and shouldn't be. You started off pretty interestingly. People have a fear of fats, and they need fats really need a press agent. I like that.
They do, and I know you get questions a lot of times about canola oil and coconut oil and things like that. So I have sections in there where I do the pros and cons and let people make up their mind. But I do make recommendations in each section about not only what they should buy, but budget tips and time-saving tips and things like that.
Well, Marty and I both, those of you who have heard me on her show and her on my show, know that we're huge fans of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which fits into this healthy gut thing that we're going to be talking about here for a little bit. And you can, if you order, how does it work, Marty? If you order two boxes of probiotics and get a copy of one of your books, is that the deal today?
They're offering either my book on natural alternatives to Nexium, the book on heartburn, this new one on fat, or Dr. Pescatore's book on allergies, because this is the allergy season, and the medical doctor, Fred Pescatore, has a book called Allergy and Asthma Cure, so they can
pick
any one of the three that they want.
Yeah, get one of them free and buy the other two is what I'd recommend, because they're all great. Can people get your book off your website
if they don't? They can. Yes, hbnshow.com or healthybynatureshow.com. There's a store, and it's got books.
Okay. Easy way, though, is just to call this telephone number and order some probiotics that we recommend you buy and use anyway. We both take them on a daily basis. The telephone number is 1-877-673-2536, and I'll put that on my Facebook here at the next break too. 877-673-2536. Cholesterol. There's books about it being a myth that it's a problem and all kind of thing. You go to the heart of the matter in your little booklet. Tell everybody why it's so confusing.
Well, the body makes cholesterol for a good reason, and if we stop eating cholesterol, the body just makes more because it's an antioxidant, it's protective. Problems arise when it gets oxidized because we don't take enough antioxidants in, and then it becomes an irritant. But bigger problem in the arteries, in the plaque in the arteries, is really calcium. And all these efforts to lower cholesterol, to the extent they have benefit, I think it's mostly because they are antioxidant drugs as well. And if we took antioxidant nutrients instead, we'd be much further ahead. Eating fat in general is not the cause of cholesterol in the arteries. There have just been all kinds of dotted lines made between these factors that really aren't justified. And I think when people see what even Harvard is now saying, it just doesn't show up on the shelves in the grocery store or in the doctor's offices or on the evening news, but the new science is going back to the thing that you talk about, Howard. nature's original plan was pretty darn good. And when we start corrupting it with chemicals and altering our environment, whether in the garden or internally, to allow other things to take over and do something unnatural, we have a price to pay.
Sure. Well, is statin one of the, is it that the drug group that is recommended for cholesterol?
Yes, the statins are the main thing that is a main drug group of things like lovastatin and so on. And so many side effects, I mean, from muscle weakness to brain shrinkage and so on, that you shouldn't do it lightly. Unfortunately, the only people that really benefit, according to the studies, are ones who already have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it does not make a healthy person with high cholesterol live any longer. So,
well, I tell you how bad it is. One of my golf buddies was talking about it one day, who's younger than me. All my golf buddies are younger than me, come to think of it. But anyway, he was saying that he takes statin drugs. And he made this kind of offhanded remark. He said, doesn't everybody take statin? And he was serious. He really was making the comment, and the other guys that were there agreed with it, that everybody is, that's just something that everybody has to do. But that's not true at all, is it?
No, I mean, did our grandparents? No, they didn't, and they didn't have heart disease. So we've changed something, and we need to unchange it and not try to have in our it's like Roundup. There are different ways to control things.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it with toxic chemicals.
Well, I recommend this booklet. It's not going to take you a long time to read it, and it really gets to the heart of the matter and the most important points. It talks about the fats that I recommend, like coconut oil and good quality olive oil. You have something really interesting about olive oil in here, about how hard it is to find the good stuff, no matter what it says on the label.
That's true, really, with any product. It's certainly true with probiotics. But there, anything that's very popular, there are always pretenders that come in and try to short-circuit things.
Sure.
And
a lot of it comes from China, too, these days.
They say that there is more Italian extra virgin olive oil sold than is actually produced.
Yeah, so, I saw that. That was an interesting comment. Well, how do you know? What's the way to know that you're getting a good quality olive oil?
Well, I put a guide in there and a website, which I don't remember off the top of my head, where it ranks them and gives you an idea. But if it's in a gallon jug at a big box store, or if it seems really reasonable, or if it doesn't taste like olives, that's probably because it's been refined. It may even be mixed with other oils. Actually, the estate bottled California oils are as good as you can get, but we should probably just use a lot more care in buying it and in using it. People abuse it by getting it too high a heat, and then it becomes toxic.
Right, and it doesn't have the ability to be hot like coconut oil.
Yeah,
does.
It doesn't have a high smoke point.
Coconut oil is still, big organizations say that it's a bad fat because it's a saturated fat, but it's probably the top of the heap as far as good quality, isn't it?
Well, they aren't reading the studies, and I don't know exactly how saturated fat per se became such a nemesis, but there's no studies that show that saturated fat is really a problem. It's like everything else. There are good and bad saturated fats,
sure.
And we have just used too broad a brush, and we need to go back and look at how ethnic populations that eat butter and lots of it, even the French, I think part of the French paradox isn't the wine, it's the fact that they eat butter, and it's probably not a paradox at all that they have a high-fat diet and low heart disease.
Yeah, it's every civilization that has people that live to be 100 years old and older, they have a lot of fat in their diet. And it's natural fats. I mean, whether you're looking at Eskimos eating blubber or, you know, Aborigines eating various kinds of fats, they all that live a long time all have very high levels of fat in their diet. One of the things that everybody ought to get besides your book, Fat-Free Folly, this new little booklet, is to look into the Pottinger or
Price Pottinger.
I couldn't think of the name. Pottinger. They've done the fellow that started that was a dentist, and he actually looked at that, the civilization, the different communities that lived all over the world in different circumstances that lived to be over 100 years old. And that he's the one that first discovered these high levels of fats in the diet. These pump you up people and health people that say to cut back on fat are really doing more damage than good, aren't they?
Right, and there's a Weston A. Price Foundation.
Weston A. Price, that's what I was trying to think
of. Yeah, that one.
Hang on, Marty, we'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. and I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you and visiting with Marty Whitkin, if I can get the button to come on this morning. Marty and I have been talking about health. Got a lot of people wanting to talk about gardening today, as you know, Marty, but I wanted you to kind of give everybody a little closing wisdom here, and then we'll give folks the information once again about the book and the probiotics.
Well, one little piece of wisdom is that if you're going to follow your advice to get one book free and buy the other two, the Pescatori book is the most expensive. So ask for that free, and then you could buy the other.
Buy the
other. It doesn't
okay.
cost very much. Well, just one thing on why we appreciate Dr. O'Hara's so much. There are lots of products that have some kind of bug in them. They're good bacteria, but they're freeze-dried. Dr. O'Hara's is the only one that really changes the environment in your gut so that all of your you have hundreds of kinds of strains of friendly bacteria, and it's the only one that really makes the environment right so all of them thrive. It's kind of like what you talk about. If you want the good plants to survive, you've got to treat the soil. Well, that's what we're doing in the gut, and that's why I like Dr. O'Hara's. It's alive. It's got the prebiotics. It's got the postbiotics, which is all the good stuff that bacteria make. So you're good to go. It does it all.
Well, one of the things I do that's a little unusual, I chew mine up every day. I like the taste of it. I think it tastes really good, and I think it helps with a little tooth issue that I had that was a cracked tooth from, you know, way back when I was a kid. It kind of flares up on me every now and then. I think it helps with that. It may be all in my mind, but the stuff.
Oh, we get a lot of those reports, so.
Yeah, so it must really work. Anyway, you can call this number to get one of the books if you order two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and give it a try, and we strongly recommend it. The telephone number is 1-877-673-2536 877-673-2536. Marty Whitkin, nutritionist and radio person. What's your information for everybody, real quick?
Easiest place to get it is healthybynatureshow.com, or you can abbreviate it hbnshow.com. Thanks so much, Howard.
Thanks as always, Marty. See you soon.
Okay. Bye bye.
That's our friend Marty Whitkin, and she is on our sister station here, and you can get all the information from that website. Her book, again, Fat Free Folly. It's a booklet. It's only 40-something pages long, but it's really good. It goes to the meat of all this nutrition stuff and gut health issue that we've been talking about and gives you a lot of references to other papers and research that back up all this. It's not just anecdotal or something that she and I dreamed up. There's a lot of doctors that are finally getting into it. Not enough yet. And we have a couple of open lines. We'll catch up with the people who have been holding a long time and then get you on as soon as possible. The telephone number is 1-866-444-3478. Roger next up in Fort Worth. Hey, Roger. Roger, are you there? You know, they've been holding so long, they probably got surprised that I got to them. You there, Roger? Yeah, put him on hold. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you in Copper Canyon?
Got a bunch of blackberries that started up around a brush pile I had.
Uh-huh.
Actually pulled off about 10 or 11 of them a while ago. So I'm assuming they're blackberries. I've looked up on the web, and some say they're 3 or 5 leaves. But they're shaped like blackberries, so I'm sure they're not raspberries.
No, blackberries probably what they are. They'll come up wild and grow. They're really easy to grow. I've got blackberries growing in about 5 different places in my various gardens and landscape areas and all. So what's your question about them?
When's a good time to transplant them? Because the area that it's in, it's 80% shade, so it's not going to go anywhere. So
yeah.
You're like already producing real well for what they are. They're not clumping. They're just like 1 or 2.
Yeah. Well, they're flowering and putting on fruit now, so this would be the worst time to transplant them. Let them go ahead and mature and get what fruit you can off of the blackberries, and then the ideal time to move them would be in the fall or any time in the winter, Mike.
All right. That's what I'll probably try.
Okay. Yeah, and they transplant very easily. You can basically rip them out of the ground and stick them in a new place, and they'll do fine. If you dig them up a little more carefully than that and move them over with a little soil, or if you do it in the fall, you can bare root them just carefully and move them to the new location, and you probably won't lose a single one of the shoots.
All right. Like I said, I got about an 8x8 patch, so I'm going to see what I can do to make it. Have it survive.
No, it'll be fine. It'll probably get 100% success, and just fertilize with organic fertilizers. Do a little Garrett juice spray from time to time, and your production will be really good.
All righty, Howard. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And we've got, because people got tired of waiting in a couple of cases there, we got open lines for you. So jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. I talked off the air to a couple of people, and just to pass on some of this to some others that might be interested in hearing about it, I was talking to one gardener who has been collecting a lot of tree trimmings, native tree trimmings as a mulch, and he was going to plant potatoes with the chips. And the thing about chips, when they're fresh out of the arborist truck, as soon as they get ground up, they're useful as a top dressing mulch, and they're a wonderful product and a wonderful tool to use in that way. To go into the soil, though, or to put potatoes in a cage of 100% fresh chips, there's too much composting still going on, too hot. I'll tell you a better way to go when I come back. Howard Garrett back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. What we were talking about before the break there was using the shredded tree trimmings to house a ring that you'd make out of some kind of wire or whatever to have potatoes growing vertically. And you don't want to use the fresh ones for that because they'll keep composting and the heat in there will be too high to be growing something in the raw fresh chips. Fine to put them on the surface of the soil as a ground cover, but don't make a real thick amount of them and try to grow something in them. Be too hot. On the other hand, if you leave the chips in a pile for a while, they'll smoke and compost and break down into the prettiest compost you've ever seen. Once it's broken down some and it's dark and it's not, still raw and fresh, you could grow things directly in it. You could grow anything from roses to potatoes and anything in between. But you do need to let it break down into compost before you do that. Once again, on the surface of the soil, fresh, raw, just right after it's chipped will be fine. Works great, actually. And there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Roger in Fort Worth next up. Hi, Roger.
Yeah, Howard, I have a question for you. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I catch fish every once in a while in some of these local lakes in Fort Worth, and I planted some recently. Planted the fish with some plants I put down, and the plants are doing quite well. Fish fertilizer, not bad, but it's raw fish. And I was thinking that perhaps I wanted to do that to my tomatoes, but in a lot of the lakes around Fort Worth, it says signs are posted that says, don't eat these fish or you'll keel over dead. So I want to know if I feed my plants with these fish, will they harmful matter transmit into the fruit?
Well, it's kind of like the question Pam asked me, the first caller of today's show. Did you happen to hear that?
No, I didn't. I was fishing.
Okay, no problem. She was asking me the same thing about plants that come from nurseries where the nurseries have been using pesticides and synthetic fertilizers.
Mm.
So you're dealing with kind of the same thing. I guess they're warning you about the fish because they think that there could be heavy metals in the water and the heavy metals in the fish. As you use a fish in the soil to break down the microbial activity that's breaking it down, that's rotting that fish, that's making it available as a fertilizer, for the most part is going to be neutralizing all of those toxins, including heavy metals.
Oh, okay.
So the chances are that you're not going to have a problem at all. On the other hand, could there possibly be certain heavy metals or concentrations that could end up being a problem? I don't know. I don't have any idea.
You know everything.
Well, the only way you could find out is to send it to somebody to test for the heavy metals. And the heavy metals are probably the main thing that you'd be worrying about. And I'm pretty sure that Texas Plant and Soil Lab in Edinburgh can do testing for heavy metals. They can't do it for the pesticides and, big long-chain molecules of toxins of various kinds. There's a company out in Oregon that does that, and that's a whole different setup and way of testing. But you might want to talk to them about the heavy metal side of it. That would be my only concern. If you put the fish first in some tree trimmings, like I was just talking about, in the compost pile, and compost the whole affair first, I think you've pretty much eliminated the worry completely.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. And open line, it's 866-444-3478. Yeah, it's a technique that's not a new technique. It's a technique that Native Americans used a long time ago, plant a fish down with the seed planting to grow corn and beans and various kinds of food crops. Here's Ed in Fort Worth. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I got some potatoes that's pretty much done, but some of them started turning yellow, and a guy at work told me that if I let the tops die and they get rained on, that they'll rot in the ground. Can the tops die and just leave the potatoes in the ground, let the skin thicken up on it?
A lot of people do that, and you can get away with it fairly well unless it stays too wet, like the tip that you got. What would be better, Ed, this is the one place where I recommend peat moss. And what's a great technique is to get a bale of peat moss from, any nursery out there still sells peat moss, and put that bale of peat moss in a wash tub or some kind of a big container. Could be a cooler or whatever you happen to have, and then harvest the potatoes for storage into the dry peat moss. The peat moss is antimicrobial. That's why we don't recommend it for soil and bed preparation and potting soils and things like that, but for storing something to let it age and to let it last, not develop bacteria and rot, the peat moss is a better way to go. Leaving them in the ground, you've got a chance that if there's enough moisture, they will start to, one, be attacked by wireworms and other critters in the ground, and two, rot set in.
Okay. All right. I sure do appreciate it.
With the peat moss, they'll be perfectly protected.
Oh, I got a tip for you, too.
Okay.
I take your Garrett juice and a gallon, and I put a half gallon in a 55-gallon drum, and then I buy a quart of the liquid seaweed and fish emulsion, and then put a aerator on it and let it set for 2 days, and it grows that bacteria, and that is some of the best fertilizer.
Just making a souped-up Garrett juice. So what you're doing, you're basically making what's called Garrett juice plus with the fish added to it. So that's a great idea. Plus, you're
good.
Yeah, you're stimulating more biological activity for the product going out. That's a good idea. Do you have a photograph of that operation that you could send me?
I can get one. Sure can.
Yeah, send it to us.
More.
Yeah, send it to me at info@dirtdoctor.com. We'll put it on the website and on Facebook both.
Okay, get you a small sump pump and hook your water hose up to it, and then you can just pump it straight out and through your water hose and just hit everything.
You pump it with a sump pump into your sprayer? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir, a submersible sump pump.
Uh-huh.
And it's just real, not a whole lot of pressure or anything, and just put your thumb over the hose, and you can pull your feed.
Oh,
and,
you're pumping, you're putting it out on the plants with the sump pump.
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it works like a charm.
All right, good tip.
Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you later. I'll try that myself. Open line at 866-444-3478. Crazy Rick checking in with us. Where you been, Rick?
Well, gardening, politicking, and, you know, just getting out there and running my mouth and doing as much as I can to make this a whole better place.
Well, all that important stuff. That's good. How's your garden these days?
The garden's doing good. You know, that last, the ice that we had knocked everything out because I was cavalier about it. I said, yeah, well, it's not going to do anything, and it knocked everything out.
I was kind of that way myself. I had a little bit of complete damage. I lost some peppers, but the rest of it was pretty much cosmetic damage.
Right. Well, you know, I'm definitely sold on that floating row cover from now on.
Oh, it's great stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, the guy calling about the toxic fish.
Yeah.
I would be more concerned with heavy metals at any time in the lake, not just when they're concentrated down here at the, you know, when the lakes are at the low levels.
Unfortunately, that's an issue.
All of these lakes that we have, the surface water comes off the roads and off of the landfills or runs through the landfills and into these lakes. So, you know, that would be a normal thing to be concerned with. What's abnormal right now is the fact that the parasite load in the fish is so high because the water is so warm still and so low. We haven't had the flush that we need, you know, the overflow that we need. So, you know, as far as using the fish for composting purposes, dig your hole, drop the thing in, put your seed on top is my recommendation. It's, you know, you're not going to have to worry, you know, any more worries now about the heavy metals in the fish than you normally would.
Well, I think that it'd be neutralized to a good degree in the soil anyway. The danger of just eating the fish with the parasites or the heavy metals, either one, is a much bigger worry than putting it in the soil or in the compost. So I agree with you. Yeah.
Right. Now, if you want to see a neat experiment, go out there and catch you one of these fish, fillet it up, and put it in a frying pan and watch the rice appear. The rice is all those parasites that were in it.
So. Oh, man, that's really appetizing there, Rick.
Well, you know, I just wanted to show people how easy it is to determine whether or not their fish are bad or not.
Okay, that's a good tip, I reckon.
Yep. All right, talk to you later, man.
All right, we'll see you soon. All right, see you soon. Open line at 866-444-3478. Teresa in Denton County. What's going on, Teresa?
Hi, Howard. I have some scale-type critter. It's like a fuzzy little white thing growing all over my crepe myrtle.
It's a fuzzy thing?
Well, it's like a fuzzy white. It looks like scale. I don't know that it is, but it's growing all over the limbs on the crepe myrtle.
Okay. Well, it's that scale that has been hitting the crepe myrtles for the last few years. I guess I was thinking if it was really fuzzy, it may be a rag mop, and it could be a beneficial. It could be a larva of one of the lady beetles. So you might want to look at that in my Texas bug book and make sure it's not that. If it's stuck to the tree pretty firmly, it's probably the scale. The way to get rid of that is kind of a two-step process. The first part of it, or it's really all the same thing. It's the sick tree treatment is what it is. And the first step of the sick tree treatment is to get the soil off of the base of the tree, off of the flare. And crepe myrtles have dramatic flares that are really pretty and big and everything. And almost all of the crepe myrtles, especially new ones that are planted over the past few years, close to 100% of them have been planted too deep in the ground. And then some people will put mulch and more soil and make it even deeper and deeper. So the first step is to get the soil off the flare, and then you do the rest of the sick tree treatment, with the final step of the sick tree treatment being the spraying of Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil added and also some bio wash or plant wash, either one. And you also need to keep an eye out for ladybugs, lady beetles. The one that's black that has two red dots on its back eats that scale, so be careful not to spray too much if that's there. Let me put you on hold if we had something else. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you right after this.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow, spelled with a K, .com.
Black Cow,
the mature manure like cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see, where were we? Dan in Cleburne is next up. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Howard.
What's up?
Friday, the Wall Street Journal ran an op-ed titled, "Organic Farming is Not Sustainable." I was wondering if you'd seen that.
No, but I've seen similar ones. That was in the Wall Street Journal. I'll make a note to take a look at it. There are some big so-called think tanks and groups that are apologists and supporters of the chemical industry that have been writing stuff like that for a long time. Unfortunately, some of the universities do the same thing. I was talking to Bob Webster about a little bit on his show when we visited yesterday, and what we deal with all the time is people saying things about the organic approach that's not true. A lot of people that criticize it don't understand what an organic program really is. You know, they think that all it is. In fact, some of the people in the organic industry think it's only switching from using these products over to using these other products, and that's not it at all. It's a whole different mindset, it's a whole different thought process. You fertilize at different times of the year. You fertilize less often. You do different management techniques. And
well, I mean, this guy, a professor from the University of Maryland, even went to the point of saying that composting generates an enormous amount of greenhouse gases.
Great.
Yeah,
you can see it all. It's, one of the most significant sources. There's always all this conversation about global warming and carbon and everything. You know what one of the biggest sources of carbon dioxide is? It's the carbon dioxide that escapes from bare soil on farmland that's being, you know, plowed all the time, you know, the improper management of land. But that's one of the areas, you know, you never hear any conversation about
it. Yeah, this article was so 180 degrees from everything you've ever taught us that it just really made my blood boil.
Well, it's not new. I'll take a look at it and see if there's anything new. They've been writing things like that for a long time. There's one fellow that writes about it, and I'm trying to think of his name. He's got a real simple name, but he literally writes that you can wade around knee-deep in pesticides all day long and won't hurt you at all. I mean, they go that far to say that these, it's all made up, that there's no danger of these things at all. Plus the fact they tend to concentrate on that side of it. And they'll say some of the pest control products that the organic people recommend are more dangerous than the chemicals, things like nicotines and rotenone and pyrethrin. Yeah, we don't recommend those things and haven't for a long time. So they'll often talk about things that the organic people do that's not even true. From a standpoint of being dangerous, compost and bacteria, for example, and manures, they'll talk about the danger of manure a lot of times. Well, you can have contamination and somebody getting poisoned because of improper handling of the produce, no matter whether it was grown with chemicals or grown with organic techniques. And that's why we recommend, even if you're buying organic materials, organic produce, that you should wash the stuff really carefully when you get home and everything, because you don't know who handled it and how it was handled. But to say that manure is something bad and we should stay away from it, you know, that's a big part of nature, is things, waste materials and dead bodies, you know, dying and rotting and going back into the soil and creating new biological activity and new plants. So,
well, I hope either you or Bob Webster or somebody might take the time to write a rebuttal to this after you read it, because it's, like I said, it's so far out from what we've been taught that it deserves somebody stepping up and saying something.
Well, it's kind of like going back 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even longer. John Stossel did a hatchet job that sounds similar to what this article is on television. And he was using people that were so-called organic people to interview that, you know, obviously didn't know what they were talking about, and they were giving real incomplete answers and kind of double-talking and everything. And so we tried to contact John, and we had a lot of listeners and a lot of people in an organized way try to contact Stossel and say, look, you need to talk to somebody who's really into organics and knows what they're talking about, and he never even responded. So
yeah,
that's one of our problems, is that they don't want to hear about this other side. They've heard what they want to hear, and that's where they're sticking to their guns. But I'll read it, and if we see something different, or I'll try once again to do a rebuttal and see if anybody would take it and respond. They certainly should.
Well, thank you very much, Howard.
University of Maryland, and it was in the Wall Street Journal, huh?
That's correct.
Okay.
I saw it on Facebook on Friday.
Okay.
I tried to share it to your site, but for some reason it wouldn't go.
Okay. You might try to put it on Facebook, and we'll see if we can get it on there, too.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's the end of hour number two. For many of you out there, we have a third hour. For those who don't have it on the local radio station you listen to, we do stream all hours of the show live on dirtdoctor.com. So you can listen there. You can also listen to podcasts of previous shows and listen to the show whenever you have time. If you want our newsletter, it's free. I haven't mentioned it today. I should have. You can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can join the membership area on the website as well. We'll talk to you in a bit.